Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. The Christian seeks spiritual wealth. Matthew 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Whenever I read or hear this section, I wonder why the man was digging in a field that he didn't own. With a little research, I learned the following. At that time, it was common practice for a wealthy individual to divide up his wealth into three parts. He would keep one-third as cash for ongoing expenses and business. Another third would be invested, most likely in precious stones and jewels. He could take these with him easily if he needed to travel or flee. The final third would be buried in the ground. That way, if he had to flee, all would not be lost. When he returned home, he could reclaim that part of his wealth. That is, if he returned home. So someone digging in a field that didn't belong to him doesn't seem as far-fetched. The man discovered a treasure. In his excitement, perhaps hoping to uncover even more, but certainly so that he could make a legitimate claim on the treasure, he took the risk of selling all he had to buy the field. We don't know if this paid off, but it illustrates how much he valued the treasure. The treasure in the illustration represents Christ the Savior and the kingdom of God. Nothing in all the world is more precious than this. Absolutely nothing. However, keeping this as our highest priority is a constant struggle for Christians. The distractions of this world are endless. They barrage our daily lives. It's so easy to minimize or lose our excitement for this indescribable gift. What are we willing to do to hold on to this treasure? This treasure is the Word. It sounds so simple. Be in the Word. We read devotions like this one and recommit ourselves to our time in the Word. And in a blink, that commitment fades. And yet God's commitment to us does not fade. His promise to send a Savior? Kept. His promise to be with us in all things? Kept. His promise to strengthen and sustain our faith? Kept. We recognize that we can't do it on our own. By His grace and with His help, God keeps us in faith, strengthens our faith, and helps us grow in our gratitude for the most precious treasure ever, the gift of faith in Jesus through the Holy Spirit. We don't need to sell all our earthly possessions, but we do need to be sure that things of this world don't keep making their way back in front of our time with the Savior. He's eager to spend that time with you, helping you grow in your faith and in your Savior and His love, mercy, and grace for you. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you have so graciously given us your word so that we can continue to learn more about you and all you have done for us. Help us to be excited to spend time with you in prayer, devotion, and in your word. Amen. A thought to consider, what are some ways you can recommit to being in the Word each day? Find small steps you can take toward your goal. Here are a couple of ideas to consider. Get up even 10 or 15 minutes earlier and spend quiet moments with your Savior. Use time driving to work, listening to a devotion, the Bible, or a book on faith. Start a spiritual journal where you choose a Bible verse and write brief reflection on what the verses say about God, about His promises, and about what they mean in your life. Pull out a pen and take a few notes during the sermon. Blessings to you in all of this. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.